Last rites. Is the writing on the wall? Have you done any writing with a pen or pencil recently? With all the technology available, some believe that writing will become a thing of the past. But is that a good thing?
Apart from Christmas cards and shopping lists, what do we actually write these days? In fact, handwriting is becoming so uncommon that expert Kitty Burns Flory predicts that in 100 years, it may be legible only to experts. When your great-great-great-grandchildren find that letter of yours in the attic, they'll have to take it to a specialist, an old guy at the library who will decipher the strange symbols for them.
The fact is that writing on the computer is much easier. According to statistics, 90% of American children between the ages of 5 and 17 use computers. Many kids can type 20 to 30 words per minute by the time they leave elementary school. Computers are better, says 9-year-old Monique. With typing, you don't have to erase when you make a mistake. You just hit the delete button, so it's a lot easier.
Technology certainly does make things a lot more straightforward. It means no more long hours in the classroom learning joined-up writing. And it's good news for left-handers, too. You can't smudge with a keyboard. It's also better for our health. There's an old joke that doctors always have terrible handwriting. But it wasn't so funny when the wrong medication was given because a prescription was illegible. Believe it or not, it was common. But typing has made this a thing of the past.
However, some feel that the need for speed might be harming our general levels of literacy. These days, people write more on their mobile phones and MSN than on paper, and text speak is the new lingo. So why wait for someone when you can wait for them instead? Why bother explaining that you think something is funny or you're just joking when you can put lol, laughing out loud? And why worry about grammar or spelling when SMS text writing has no rules?
So, is the writing on the wall for handwriting? According to Umberto Eco, author of The Name of the Rose, even if writing becomes unnecessary, it may be rediscovered as a hobby or pleasure like many modern sports. People no longer travel on horseback, but some go to a riding school. Motor yachts exist, but many people are still devoted to sailing. People collect stamps even in the age of email, he said.
So, why don't you let us know what you think? By email or letter, of course.